2022 in time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Our program brought to you today by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Did you know Emporia State Federal Credit Union credit cards are locally serviced? This means if you have questions about a charge, need help paying your bill, or are having issues when you are out of town, you can talk to someone right here in Emporia. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Hey, KVOE Live and Local, and welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you? Doing great.
I am fine. Thanks. Well, thanks to all of you. We'll be introducing everybody in just a minute here, but it is, well, green light go time for school here at USD 253. Jump day starts today, so things are buzzing across the district, and you always lead off with some Emporia proud moments. You've got, kind of a novel to get things underway there.
We have so many good things.
I know. Well, that's great.
Yeah, so our listeners can just kick back and just listen for an hour.
The floor is yours, Allison.
All right. Well, we will talk about our Emporia proud moments and also some updates. So we kicked off our school year officially last week with our back-to-school breakfast and convocation at Emporia High School. We had breakfast for all of our staff, and then following that breakfast, I was a surprise keynote speaker. So that was surprise, everybody. We did have principals share what was best about their building, so they knew ahead of time what makes their school the best in the state and the nation. And we started with Joy McGee at Jones Early Childhood Development Center and ended with Dathan Fisher at Emporia High, and they just did an amazing job and really had an opportunity to highlight their staff. So it was awesome. We would also like to thank Emporia State Federal Credit Union for helping to sponsor the breakfast and then joining us in providing a gift and cash prizes to each staff member in attendance. Along the thank you line, we would like to thank you First United Methodist Church and their many community partners. This group, spearheaded by Dana Romer, delivered school supplies last week for all of our students in pre-K through 12th grade. This is a wonderful gesture for all of our families and is greatly appreciated. They do this every year and have for some years. And
that is just amazing.
It is
that they
amazing.
Do that. What a service. Yeah.
We are also excited to continue our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas again this year for our after-school care program. They will be offering after-school care at all of our elementary schools. If anyone needs after-school care for your students at the elementaries, please register them as soon as possible. We have some of our school sites are either at or close to capacity, but we will be adding more spots in the coming days with the return of Emporia State University students. For more information or to register your student, call Zach Mundy at 316-889-5406. We still have appointment times available for students to enroll. If there are families who have not had a chance to enroll their students for the 2023-2024 school year, please call the enrollment office at 620-341-2396 as soon as possible to schedule an appointment. We would love all of our kids to be able to start at our official first day of school tomorrow. All of our fall sports began practice yesterday, and this great weather to be practicing. It really feels like fall. It is great to see all of our student athletes and coaches out preparing for our fall season. And as a reminder, school starts tomorrow for all of our students. Today is our Jumpstart Day, and this is when we welcome students who are new to a building or new to the districts into the school. Our staff has been working very hard to prepare for the first day of school and is excited to see everyone. Make sure and check our website, social media, if you have any questions regarding class start or dismissal times for any of our schools. This is important since tomorrow is a Wednesday. Both Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School will begin school at 9 o'clock with a late start. So that is every Wednesday throughout the year, but then we'll have our regular start on Thursday and Friday. And as always, we like to do an update on our construction that is nearing to close. Emporia Middle School is 93% complete. The gym floor is being installed, and the bleachers will be added later this month. Once the floor and bleachers are complete, the floor will be sealed and lined. And then when weather permits, sod and seed will be planted outside. Renovation of the intensive and life skills classes will be completed in September. Village Elementary is 96% complete. So Brandy will be very excited now. She's ahead of John. Always that little competition. The kitchen has been enlarged and new sinks and appliances have been installed. The new parking lot and one-way exit have been completed and will be in use as soon as school begins tomorrow. Riverside Elementary, Timmerman Elementary are 41% complete. The renovated special education classrooms are finished, and once the masonry for the new classrooms is being installed at Riverside. Once they finish that, then the crews will move to Timmerman to begin masonry there. So we're starting at Riverside, then we'll start at Timmerman for the masonry. William Allen Wise Construction is our final construction project that will begin in the spring and will include several renovations, as well as an addition that will house a multi-purpose storm shelter, a new kitchen, and a music room. So we are finally wrapping up the bond construction work.
It is close, isn't it?
It is very close. And Emporia Middle School, we are so excited for people to come out and see the new the new concession area, the new offices. It's so awesome. Village has a new library. It's all on one level rather than having the little dip in the middle of the room, and their offices look great. So very excited.
When this plan was being developed, is this what you envisioned?
You know, it's hard to envision how good it will look in reality. They have done an amazing job.
And budget? Things are really not a concern. Things have worked out well there, haven't they?
McCown Gordon, HDK have done a really good job of making sure that we have that buffer in there. And so hopefully some of the savings, once we finish at William Allen White, we can see what else we can do for the rest, all of our buildings, to see what needs there are.
That's not been an easy task with supply chain issues that were really prevalent, you know, the last couple of years. To be able to keep that in line is pretty impressive. So
they've done a great job.
Looks good. Looks good. And let's bring in our guests. How about that? Nicely done there, Allison. Way to go to lead us off here on the Emporia Showcase this year. Let's, Cheryl, we're going to kick things off with you. How about that?
Good morning.
Yeah, Cheryl Leeds is Emporia High School Assistant Principal. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
So excited to get another year underway.
I am. It was really exciting last night with open house.
So good turnout there?
It was an excellent turnout. Everybody was eager to get out and find their classes, find their rooms, meet their teachers, find out what fun activities we have going at Emporia High.
So all the renovations are complete at Emporia High School. Are things looking good out there?
They are. Everything is done, and it's go time.
It is go time, that's right. Well, Cheryl, how did you end up at Emporia High School? A little bit about your background.
Well, Ron, I started my journey at USD 253 when I was a kindergartner at Walnut Elementary.
Oh, wow.
And I went all the way through school here in Emporia, graduated from Emporia High. I went to Emporia State and got my bachelor's and my master's and picked up some specialist hours at Emporia State. And I started my teaching career in Rose Hill and came back to Emporia and taught at the sixth grade building and then taught seventh grade math at the middle school. And then I began my administrative career. So I was in North Lyon County for 3 years, and then I went to Arkansas City, Kansas for 15 and came back to Emporia, came home.
You like it here?
I love it here.
So let's talk about the duties. What are the responsibilities of an assistant principal?
Well, we all have different duties within the operation of the school day. One of my primary duties is the director of CTE and just working with students and discipline and ensuring that everybody's safe and that their needs are being met, getting them into the right classes and just the day-to-day management.
So you are one of, what, four assistant principals?
One of four, okay. Yes. We have a new assistant principal, Brett Burns, that joined us this year. We have Bo Welch, who's our athletic director, and Kendra Bloomquist is the other.
So you've got things all ready to go. How long have you been working to get things started? I mean, you don't just take the whole summer off, do you?
No.
No.
Actually, we start working last spring.
Yeah. <that's>
About January, we start working on the schedule for this year.
It sounds like you've been making preparations for quite some time.
Yes.
So what's your favorite part of the job?
The kids.
Kids?
Yeah, being with the kids and watching them grow, watching them develop the skills that make them a good adult and good citizen and good people.
So why is Emporia High School a good place to be, a good place for the kids?
We have so much to offer academically and activities-wise. Mr. Fisher made the comment that there's something for everyone at Emporia High, and that's absolutely true. Whether it's in clubs, activities, sports, whether you want to take college classes, dual credit, whether you want to take a career pathway, whether you want to go the college route or the tech college, or whether you want to go straight into the job force, we prepare you.
Yeah, it seems like there's many options available out there.
Yes, there are.
A lot of kids taking advantage of college credits.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
It is.
So are you excited to get going?
I am.
Sounds like it. You're ready to go. Well, a jump start today and things happen tomorrow, huh?
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, Cheryl, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks for all you do. Well, let's move to the middle school and someone with a brand new office with a window, I understand. And
yes.
That is a good thing. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Allison Waddle is the an assistant principal at Emporia Middle School. We've heard a lot about the construction at the middle school.
Yes.
You're just about done.
We are. We are super excited. Our office space, we are all unpacked and utilizing that huge space. One of the custodians was cleaning last night, and I'm like, got to get you another vacuum. It's about triple the size, it feels like. our new science wing is looking spectacular. Like we mentioned earlier, our intensive skills and life skills classroom, they are very close to being completed. So we are just very, very anxious, very excited.
Well, I bet you are. It's always good to have something new and clean and fresh, isn't it?
Yes.
So you had an open house out there recently, correct?
We did, last week.
So how'd that go?
It went well. We had sixth grade one night, and so they were able to come in with their families and meet their advisory teachers. We had a little presentation in the gym just about the day-to-day, kind of what that looks like at the middle school. And then, of course, they were able to practice their lockers. That is something new. So they had ample amounts of time to work on their locker, and a lot of them are very excited about that.
Well, I bet they are. So what was the reaction of folks that really hadn't seen a lot of the progress that was being made out there?
Well, they loved it. We did have some former students that are heading to the high school or have been previously at the middle school. Pretty bummed. They're like, man, we missed out. So we got to see some, you know, students that have been there, and they were very impressed as well. So
just not bummed enough to say, hold me
right.
back a year.
They,
though,
I didn't hear any of that, but they loved it.
Well, Allison, talk about your educational journey here. How do you wind up at the middle school?
All right. Well, I'm actually not even from Emporia. I came up here. I was a Hornet back in the day. Went
okay.
to ESU. Fell in love with Emporia. I actually am from Pratt, so kind of, Midwest Kansas.
Yeah.
And then I taught out in Dodge City for several years. I knew from the minute I graduated I would come back to Emporia. I love Emporia, call this home. And so I taught in Dodge City, and then I moved back and taught at Walnut for several years, first and second grade. And then I began my administration degree, and this will be my third year as assistant principal at the middle school. I oversee sixth grade, so it's just been amazing. Fun journey. Time goes by so fast. but, yes, Emporia is definitely home, and just so thankful to be here.
That's a story we hear a lot, the people falling in love with this community for one reason or another. So it's always good to hear that. So is the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Nice testimonial right there. So responsibilities of an assistant principal. What is on your list?
Very similar to what Cheryl mentioned. I oversee the discipline and just student management at the sixth grade level. One of my specialized, responsibilities is special education. I oversee that and classified staff. And we had all new sixth grade this morning in the building, and about 8 to 9 new classified staff members as well. So just very excited to bring in some new staff, and those are my two primary big
responsibilities. Yeah, I was going to ask Cheryl that, too, about new staff.
Yes.
You have a lot of new staff members out there?
We do. A lot of new paras and aides and a new bilingual aide, and so we're just very anxious, very excited to start and, get this year going.
Yeah, Cheryl, how about you out the high school? I mean, as far as new staff, do you have a lot of turnover out there from last year to this year?
We did have several that support staff that left, and we have, I believe, 15 new teachers. It's always, you know, a little apprehensive when you get somebody new in, but boy, this year's group, they hit the ground running. They're excited. They've brought great energy to the building. Things are going to be great.
So fully staffed then? Any problems there?
I think we've got one or two classes that we weren't able to fill those teaching positions, but we're still seeking.
Okay.
Therefore, the health science, we're looking for someone who can teach our nursing classes.
Okay.
And tech ed, which is the shop, the woodworking.
What about you, Allison?
Yes, we are very close. We still have a couple paraeducator positions, an aide position, and then we are still kind of in the same boat looking for an intensive skills teacher and just continuing that search. But besides that, we have a lot of new staff, and they're smiles on their faces, very anxious to get this ball rolling. So it's been very fun and exciting, and it starts today.
So did you a student teach here then in the district?
I did. Okay. My first block I was in Redding, Kansas, and then
okay.
I actually student taught at William Allen White. So
Why the move to administrative? What led you to that?
You know, I just think that was something. I didn't really start my master's degree right away, right out of college. I wanted to sit on it and decide what to do. And, you know, I worked under Jamie Dakin and just
okay.
really, you know, she kind of helped build me as a leader, and I really admire her. So that was just a path I went down, and very, very happy that I did. Enjoy it.
What's your favorite part of the job?
The kids, like Ms. Lead said, the kids, and especially this morning, I'm just so excited. We bring in six elementary, you know, to the middle school, and the kids are excited seeing their friends and also nervous, but I'm just so excited to see all the students.
Well, thanks for all you do, and
thank
good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Allison Waddle, mm-hmm. who's assistant principal at Emporia Middle School. Let's bring in Tessa Santangelo, Jones Early Childhood Development Center.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Early childhood teacher.
Yes.
So how did you wind up here at USD 253? A little bit about your background.
Well, it starts with my husband. He was accepted a position. We're not from here. With ESU. He was an assistant coach. And it sparked my interest in teaching. And so I started going to Emporia State. We were here for a few years and moved to El Dorado, where I finished my degree. And then got a job offer here. And so, of course, it was a no-brainer. We were like, we're coming back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, Jason is,
yes.
is your husband
yeah.
from Emporia State University. A lot of people familiar with him in the athletic department up at ESU. But we're not talking about him
today,
though. This is about Tessa and the Jones Early Childhood Development Center. We'll talk first about your facility.
So
how nice is that?
It's awesome. This is our second year. Just the space is amazing. The playground is amazing. You know, everybody has their own space, which we weren't used to at our old building, so we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, it's rave reviews then, huh?
Yes. Yep,
and
everybody
loves
it. You
recently had an open house too, didn't you? I mean,
we did, yep, last night.
Last night, how'd that go?
It was great. I saw Dr. Harder. She came in my room, and I hadn't had anybody come in yet, so I was getting kind of worried and nervous, and then all of a sudden everybody shows up. So, you know, it was easy after that. But from the feedback from everyone, I think everybody had a really good turnout. So most of our students showed up with their families, and they had a good time. They took pictures with our balloon displays and, just enjoyed their evening.
So the first year was good at the new facility out
yeah.
there?
Oh, yeah. It was great. I mean, there's always kinks you have to work out, you know, and unpacking everything in a new place. But it's been great.
As far as enrollment out there, are you pretty full?
Yes. I don't remember the exact numbers, but my classroom has 17 or 18 slots right now, where last year I had 16. So
you are an early childhood teacher.
Yes.
Why early childhood? Is this?
I just love the littles. You know, you get to start their journey and watch them grow. And they're my biggest cheerleaders, like Allison said earlier. They're like my groupies. So if I want to sing, they enjoy it no matter how bad it is. So
do you see a lot of transformation in just a year from those young kids?
Yes, it's huge from the beginning of the year to the end of the school year. The growth is amazing.
I bet that's exciting to see and witness, isn't it?
Yep, it really is.
So kids' favorite part of your job then? Is that the...
Of course,
of
course. And my coworkers are awesome too.
Well, that's great. So you excited about a new year starting?
Yep, always excited.
So do you exactly start there?
Tomorrow will be our full day. Yep, we don't have a jump start day because we have the half day sessions. And today we're still doing some training. So tomorrow will be the full day. Hit the ground running.
So you fully staffed out there then?
Good. We are. Good. Last I heard, we are fully staffed. I don't think we have any open spots at this moment. I think everything is full.
Well, how important is early childhood education? In talking to educators from not only here, but across the state and really across the country, it seems like it's vital now.
It is. It really is. I mean, you're opening the door for them for their future. So, I mean, it starts early. As young as infant toddler, it really does. So.
Well, Tessa, thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for coming in. Good luck this year.
Thanks.
All right, Tessa Santangelo, Jones Early Childhood Development Center. And now we bring in Jessica Callison, William Allen White, Student Support Specialist.
Good morning.
Jessica, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in. How are you today?
Very good. Excited to be here.
I was excited to be here. What about excited for the school year?
Very excited for the school year. We started yesterday with open house, and it was just excited to see all the kids come back. They had smiles on their face. Just so excited to find their teachers and their classrooms and just see where they'd be at this year.
So what does your t-shirt say?
Student Support Specialist.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I just didn't see it. You had a big smiley face there.
Yeah.
Students, well, where do we go? Where to go from here now? So let's talk about a student support specialist. What are your responsibilities? What are your duties, Jessica?
The main focus of the student support specialist at the elementary level is to really focus on the emotional well-being of all of our students in the building and just find what works to make them successful in a classroom. Sometimes our kids just need a little extra support, and we're the ones there to offer it.
Well, let's talk about your journey here to get to USD 253. How'd you wind up here?
Well, mine is based on my husband as well. I'm originally from Colorado, and so I met him in college, and he's a Lyon County resident, so he knew he wanted to be here. So I student taught here when we figured out that's where we wanted to be, and I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the community. I fell in love with the school district and just how much they had to offer, and I just felt really supported from the beginning. So I knew this is where I wanted to be.
So how long have you been with the district?
I have been with the district. This is my 10th year. I started as a para, and then I was a teacher for 8 years. I taught second grade and kindergarten at Village, and then I just transferred to William Allen White to be a student support specialist.
Oh, so this is your first year at William Allen White then?
This is my second year.
The second year,
yep.
There? Okay.
Yeah.
So how much do you enjoy it?
I love it. William Allen White is definitely a community, a awesome neighborhood school. It's just so exciting to see our kids walk from all different parts of the neighborhood and see them show up every day with smiles on their faces. Just ready to learn.
Smiles on their faces all year long, or especially now? I mean, the first day, yeah, you see a lot of smiles now.
Especially now. But I think they, you know, they last for a while. You know, maybe after spring break, they start to dwindle, but they're pretty good all year.
Well, that's where you come in, right?
Yes, that is where I come in.
Boost those spirits. What's your favorite part of the job?
The kids. Yes. Definitely the kids. And just figuring out what works for them and how to create a successful environment for them.
Well, Jessica, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in here this morning. We appreciate it because we know you got a lot on your plate. It is time to get going. Jumpstart day today. Then the official first day of classes will be tomorrow. So just, heed the buses out there and make sure you're watching out for the kids to and from school as we get going. Well, Allison, are you ready to go?
Oh, we've been ready to go, yes. We're very excited about this year. And then something else I want to add, we have 4 childcare classrooms for our staff. So that, it's so much fun to see just the little kids of our staff members in those 4 classrooms. There was one, Jones last night, got to peek in, Village, and then met some over at Logan Avenue when I was over there yesterday, and then Walnut. So we're just so fortunate. There was a lot of work behind the scenes, really benefits our staff members. In fact, I talked to a couple of staff members who would not have been able to come to work had we not had childcare because it's such a need in our community. So that's been awesome.
And this is the first year for that,
isn't it? Yes, yeah. Yes. It has taken over a year to get it off the ground. There's a lot of regulations from KDHE and just a lot of hoops to jump through.
So a lot of staffers taking advantage of that then?
They are. And we have some people who decide just to go ahead and stay with their provider in the community, and we've had others who desperately needed. We have a new staff member who would only be able to come if she had childcare. So that was that's a returning staff member.
Well, that can only help in recruitment, I would think.
Absolutely. Down the road. Yes.
It'd be important. Well, thanks again to all of you for coming in this morning. Thanks for all you do, and And here's to a successful 23-24 school year at USD 253. Thanks, Allison.
Yes, thank you. And thanks to our guests. They're doing great.
Thank you.
Cheryl Leeds, Allison Waddle, Jessica Callison, Tessa Santangelo, and, of course, Dr. Allison Anderson Harder in with the Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Conspiracy and racketeering to overturn the 2020 election.